It's City Desk. News and views from City Hall, Biloxi, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. Now, here's Mr. Creel.
Good afternoon, William Sackett. We are recording this program on Friday, April 17th at 2 in the afternoon. I am just so delighted to have our guest today, Biloxi Police Chief John Miller. Hello, Chief Miller. How are you today?
I'm doing fairly well, thank you.
I love the fairly well. We've had a lot of news that is occurring in the last several hours, and it has to do with the governor's announcement this morning about looking to start relaxing some of the regulations. And before we get to that, I want to update people real quick on where we are. First off, Mayor Gilich wants to thank everyone who has been watching our videos online and on BTV and on social media. He wants to thank them for, number one, watching the videos, number two, heeding the advice and taking the precautions. We're still seeing the impact of the coronavirus. Today, the Mississippi State Department of Health released its daily report. There have been 169 new cases of the coronavirus identified since yesterday. That brings our total to 3,793. Statewide, we've also seen 140 deaths, which includes 11 statewide from yesterday. The good news is that right now the local hospitals are showing a decrease in the number of patients being admitted with COVID-19. But we should also note that the healthcare systems are still seeing cases and they're still testing. The pandemic is far from over. And John Miller, that's got to be part of your message, that we're far from out of this.
Oh, absolutely. I don't think we're over it yet at all.
Tell me how the curfew's been going. We have a curfew in Biloxi from 11 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning. And the other thing that y'all have been doing in the police department is closing the parks at 6 o'clock every night. Has the public been cooperative on these things?
You know, they really have, and we very much appreciate that. We've had a few instances where folks did not want to comply, but overall, the community has done everything that they've been asking. I just, again, can't stress how much we appreciate that.
Your people, how are you working right now? Fully staffed? Is everybody safe? Is everybody well? And how are your officers dealing with this? And you're talking about not just police officers, men. You've got a good number of women, and you got a great reflection of the community. How are they doing? And how many of them are there, by the way? Is that enough questions for you?
Yeah, I'll try to remember those and answer them in order. Everyone seems to be doing well. We have just under 200 employees together. That's sworn officers, dispatchers, front desk folks, garage mechanics, just under 200.
How many of them carry a badge and a gun?
132 carry a badge and a gun. Everyone seems to be doing well, like I said. There's a few of them that are on administrative leave. There was no reason for them to be here, so we've sent them home 2 weeks ago.
That's the people that are not in uniform. Those are the civilians, I would guess.
That is correct. And we have a few that are on light duty, you know, that have some injuries. So naturally, you know, we've sent them home also. Overall, everyone is doing their job. I haven't had very few complaints from any of them. You know, the morale seems to be high, and I'm very glad to see that.
We've had some news today. Governor Tate Reeves announced that effective Monday, he's going to be looking to relax some of the restrictions on the beach. I got to believe that Mayor Gilich's advice, and I know this because he still said it, the biggest thing is this social distancing. If you're going to decide you're going to go to the beach, if it ends up opening up on Monday, to be careful.
Oh, absolutely. The same rules still apply. 6 foot apart and less than 10 people in a group. Really, as few people in a group as you can have is would help. But yeah, those are nothing's changing there. Those things will still be in place.
Biggest thing, curfew. Please remember, it's from 11 o'clock at night to 5 in the morning. There should be no reason for you to be on the roadway after 11 o'clock at night. Really, there should be no reason for you to be on the road, period. Are you seeing lighter traffic during the day?
Yes, absolutely. We've seen much, much lighter traffic. Again, so most people are abiding by what we're asking them to do. And naturally, there's a lot of businesses that aren't open, so there's a lot of folks that would be going to and from business that you know, from, to and from work, actually, that that we won't be seeing.
One big thing that I wanted to ask you, too, is you inaugurated, near the beginning of this, you inaugurated a few new patrols. One of your patrols was a group of officers who were out making sure they didn't see crowds anywhere, which is really, I mean, it's just so opposite of what the city's known for. So, number one, you're out looking for crowds. Number two, you're out looking at these businesses that are temporarily closed. How are those details working out?
Well, they're working out very well. And again, you know, without with just few exceptions, everything is going well as far as asking people to social distance. Yeah, but the burglary detail is absolutely working very well. And we can look at the numbers at this time last year and see how well it's working. So there's a whole lot less crime, period, than there was last year at this time.
Chief, I think that's going to wrap up our program for today. I want to thank you for taking the time over. I realize that it's a very fluid situation right now, but the best advice for people is stay off the road, continue doing the things you're doing, be vigilant in your measures. Anything else?
Common sense. Please use common sense.
Have you seen a lot of common sense out there?
It's actually a little more uncommon now, so we should refer to that as uncommon sense.
Thank you. Mike Leonard joins us. He just walked in the office. Mike, I understand Mayor Gilch has said we're going to continue to be on emergency staffing for the next week. What are you seeing in city operations?
We're certainly getting to all the essential services. I think we've got essential services covered. And at the same time, we're sheltering half our staff and keeping them safe. We'll be on that same staffing plan next week, and we'll see. I've just come from reviewing the governor's speech, if you will, early this morning.
His update.
And now I wasn't in the room when the chief discussed the beach. Did you say anything about the beach, chief?
What we're looking at, we understand, is like Monday things are going to be changing on the beach.
Yes, my understanding is that the county has opened the beach, and it's my understanding that the county will assume the responsibility. The Sheriff's Department of supervising social distancing on the beach.
And we're asking people just to remain patient, make sure that you do all the right things, and either one of you have any closing thoughts? Chief Miller, CAO Mike Leonard.
The governor started his speech by saying, I need one more week. Mm-hmm. This was not a big opening here. He said, shelter in place, I need one more week.
I say let's give the governor one more week. What do you say?
Aye, aye.
You've been listening to News and Views from City Hall, City Desk, with your host, Public Affairs Manager for the City of Biloxi, Mr. Vincent Creel. This is William Sackett speaking.